The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Hey guys, this is Shannon. You're listening to The Thing Is. I'm here as always with my lovely co-host, Maddie, who seems like he's about to explode.
Yeah, I just shoveled a whole thing of Chipotle down my throat, and it's bad news. Bad news going down. It's going to be bad news coming out. Yeah, but it was tasty.
Okay. Thanks for joining us. And joining us as a pretty frequent guest on the show, one of the owners of Gas Digital Network, host of the SDR show, and oh boy, Matt, get the hell off the screen.
Oh, all right. See you guys later.
No. Oh. Brian, someone. Hold on. Matt, you're on the screen. Get off.
See, it's not so fun when it's happening to you, is it?
Oh my God. Is this going to be something that happens every week? I'm sorry, listeners.
Someone else is connecting right now too.
Oh, and someone's mic is on. It's going to be a real problem.
There's $5 in it for the next person to do it.
No, this will be the last group Zoom show. We'll be back in studio next week. I'm sorry so much to our guest for having my intro of him interrupted. So I'm going to start again. Our guest, frequent guest on this show, one of the owners of the Gas Digital Network, host of the SDR show on the Gas Digital Network, and also host of the Good Sugar podcast. It is Ralph Sutton. Welcome.
Thank you. I didn't realize that Maddie has like an Aryan boy weird haircut going on. I don't know why I didn't see that. Like a little Amish paint boy Hitler youth haircut going on.
It is venturing in that direction. You should see when I get the sides all shaved up and nice. That's when it's really fucking ripe for a book burning.
See, but when you mention it, now all he's going to do is play with his hair.
Oh, I'm sorry. Listen,
for the entire episode.
Daddy knows what the people want.
You called it immediately, Shannon. Jesus, yeah. Hand went straight to it.
Yep. I know Maddie all too well. So here we are. Again, and this, the guest that was supposed to be on today, this is maybe the third time that he's canceled.
It's my fault. I'm the reason that it's happening. I apologize.
But it's not. I blame more his like contact guy, maybe. I don't know. I blame everybody.
You know what, by the way, in all seriousness, after this is done, email me because I'm going to drop the hammer with that dude. I know him pretty well. Okay. Not the guy that's supposed to be on, but his handler. And I'll make sure it happens.
Hmm. Okay. So, all right. So it's just us today and we're going to bullshit. And we're also going to, most importantly, recap yesterday's SDR show. And we're going to get into all of that in a moment. But first, starting on June 21st, we have a podcast merch pre-sale happening for the first TTI tank tops. And we've talked about them. Oh God, I have 1,000 things open. We talked about them a lot on the show about possibly getting tank tops. So I'm excited. I'm going to go ahead and show you what they're going to look like. And I requested a pink one, but now I think I might want a yellow one instead. But here they are on the screen. So if you go to podcastmerch.com, they're only available June 21st through June 28th. You can get your TTI tank top. I love them.
I think they look great. Is Maddie going to wear one on camera?
Yeah. Will you, Maddie?
If you send me one, I'm not going to not wear it.
That'd be great.
And I'll pull up the bottom through the top, you know, and make a belly shirt out of it. Just make everyone upset.
Just as you're flopping your hair around.
Put it in a ponytail, like fucking Bam Bam.
I thought I had something else to go over beforehand, but I guess we could just go right into it. So I'm sorry that the sun is just beaming right on my face. There's nothing I can do about it because the sun is hitting right through my window at this moment. I apologize.
I just figured it was your natural glow.
I think it's hitting you right. It makes you look good right now, Shannon. Maybe it's that post forced dance, forced wiener grab glow.
My post rape glow. Yeah. Is that what it is?
See my post. I said, I think last night Shannon got me 3'd.
Yeah, I was going to say, or me 8 and a half. So I don't know. That's probably not the right number, but let's work our way through it. So yesterday was my birthday, and it was also the day we recorded the SDR show for the week. So Ralph had some birthday festivities planned for me. The one that I did know about, which I was very excited about, was to people that, you know, are longtime listeners of the network. I don't know of the show, if you might know this, but Dylan is one of the employees of Gas Digital, and he just annoys me badly. And it's funny because whenever somebody new meets him, they're like, oh, really? He annoys you? And then 10 minutes into being around him, they look at me and they say, I get it, which is what Maddie did yesterday.
Yeah. I mean, listen, he's a nice kid, right? But I get it. You know,
I describe him as a classic Gen Z twinkie entitled white kid.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's a bit of a wigger, which is off-putting, but he's a nice enough kid. You know, I like who likes me. I go by that philosophy.
And it's Slim Pickens then. So you have no choice.
Correct.
So the first, one of the first, well, it didn't end up being the first thing on the show, but, and of course, actually, if you haven't watched this episode of the SDR show, I suggest that you pause this, go back and watch the episode of the SDR show. Cause I don't want to ruin anything if you hadn't watched it yet. So, if you're not a member of the Gas Digital Network, go to gasdigitalnetwork.com and use promo code TTI, which will give you one full week of complete access to everything on the Gas Digital Network. And you can watch the years of crazy shit that's happened on my birthday on the SDR show as well. But definitely watch this most recent episode, then come back.
Yeah, okay, welcome. I have about six doses of Molly for the next one.
Well, you have five because I took one and didn't ingest it. I just have it in my possession, which is satire for any cops that are listening. I don't have any drugs. So with Dylan, Ralph's idea, and I was very excited, was to put a shock collar on him, a dog shock collar. And we ask him trivia questions. And when he gets them wrong, I would get to zap him. So we couldn't find the shock collar that used to be in the studio for no disrespect, which we used to use on Justin Silver. So I ordered a brand new one, and I made sure that there were several levels of like shock intensity, because initially I was like, oh, I want to make sure like he really feels this. I don't want this to be like just a zzz. Like I want feeling happening. So when they brought the collar into the studio, Ralph wanted to feel it first. So on a scale of 1 to 10, discomfort.
Here's the way I would say, I'm sure you all had this experience as a kid where you'd get the gum or the lighter that you open up and it gets a little shocked. You remember that was like a prank that kids would play on each other?
Yeah.
Or am I dating myself? You remember those? Like you'd say, oh, try a piece of gum.
They sold them at Spencer Gifts.
Yes. Like, or you say, oh, you want to use my lighter, and they try and turn it and it would shock you, right?
Yep.
That would be a one. It was just like, ooh, and that was it, right? It wasn't that, like
those things are a one.
To me, that's like a one of shock.
Those things hurt, right? So bad.
If that was a one, this was a three. You follow what I'm saying? Like, so if that's your baseline, this is triple that.
Yikes. It's pretty painful, it sounds like.
Painful. It was actually not. It was painful. It was like, oh, like that was it was a pain shock. Mm-hmm. As opposed to a vibrate shock.
And that shock was on the scale of 1 to 15 was a 5.
Yes.
So I can't imagine. I mean, one day we're going to figure it out. I'll try it on the show.
I'll try a 10 and then a 15. I'll try it. I'm not going to die.
Yeah.
Probably won't die, but you might develop ALS later in life. There's been studies that show correlations between electrical shocks and ALS.
Yeah, but one shock, it's not going to do it. And I tried.
Probably not.
Because also, by the way, it makes you realize nobody should ever use that on a dog.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, that's just inhumane. Also, maybe it'll just give you superpowers.
Right. But on a woman that's getting out of line, yeah, use it on 15.
Yeah, like, you know, when a right hand just won't do it.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Or on a Dylan, for example.
On a Dylan.
A Dylan.
I discussed with him, if he were to ever come back on a Real Ass podcast, I would only accept it if he wore the shock collar the whole time that he worked next to me. So I said, we'll put it on a 3, though. I feel like that's a happy middle ground. So we put the shock collar on him. Ralph felt it first. I think Mike Vecchione was also on the show.
Yeah.
Oh, and I also, so Josh Adam Myers and Maddie and Mike Vecchione all were on the show as well. So thanks to them all for coming out to do it. So they both felt it. And Mike Vecchione said that on 3, he didn't feel any buzz, but on 5, I saw a reaction. So I was like, okay, obviously we have to keep it at 5. and then put it on Dylan. And then we proceeded with the questions, and he didn't know a lot of them, and they were post-production questions. So this is stuff that he should know. And yeah, I got to shock him a lot. And then I got to extra shock him because he was getting a little mouthy in his responses to the shocks.
And then also, by the way, one of them, Jay even knew was wrong. That shows you how wrong he was.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jay knows nothing about the way the business works, and yet he knew that was wrong.
I can't remember which one it was.
It was how many episodes should be on Gas Digital. And he knew when he said 22 or some weird number like
25,
that.
25, I think he went with.
Yeah, Jay said, that's not right. It's 20, right? And I was like, yeah, if Jay knows,
I know.
You deserve to get a double shock for that.
And also it was like it made me feel bad / annoyed at his reaction to every shock, because I don't know if he was putting it on more or if it was just his response, because he like leapt into the air and back into the brick wall every time.
Can tell you this, it hurt. And I was on, that was in my hand.
Yeah.
I imagine on your neck, there's going to be double or triple of that. You know,
here's why I don't think he was playing it up. The first one, after it happened, he looked like in his eyes visibly angry that he was even a part of this entire thing. Yeah. So I was like, that's legit. That thing fucking hurts.
It was fun though. Good times. And then so after that, this must have happened.
Yeah.
I see that because Bobby is working next to me, and I see that Bobby is all of a sudden queuing up something. And I didn't want to look because I like to be surprised.
Can I say one thing? I'm sorry. During the shock, because I knew you were focused on Dylan, I texted Eric to say, bring him in and put him in the bathroom right now. Just so you know, that's when it happened.
And also for the listeners, Ralph is really bad at surprises in general, because once you have it in your mind, you'll be like, I'm not saying this. And then 5 minutes later, you'll be like, I have to just say it. So I'm shocked that this was able to be kept from me. So when I saw that Bobby was queuing up something, I didn't look because I didn't want to know. And then I see that Ralph puts on his NDI camera, which is like a roaming camera. And I'm like, something is going to happen. And then I see the camera come up behind me. So I'm like, what are you doing to me? And then I see this giant, jacked, bald man walk in, and now I know what's coming.
And he was phenomenal. He was phenomenal.
He's great. I mean, like, he did his job. Yeah. And so he like gave me, he gave me a lap dance, took off his clothes, and then they made me get out. I thought it was over, and it was a lot already. And then they made me get out of my chair, and I was like, don't do the flippy thing, please, because I've seen strippers, but I know what guy strippers do, like just throw women all over the place. And he's like, I have to.
I also think it's great. You got 69 on 6'9". It makes sense. I like
that's,
it.
That's what I think it was Steeler, who's in the chat right now, sent into our group chat a picture of a screenshot of this Air 69 happening. And she said, yeah, that she made the combination with my birthday, but which is 6'9" for the listeners, which some of my ex-boyfriends don't remember, by the way.
And still apparently haven't gotten neither does some. My business partner.
He texted me last night after midnight though. it was Kim. I'm sorry. Yeah, it was Kim that sent that. So yeah. So he flipped me upside down, and I said, I really didn't want to, but what are you going to do? And then sat back down. Now I thought it was over again. So he is in the process of leaving, and I haven't watched the episode back yet, but all the guys in the other room, I know that they're talking, but I don't hear what they're saying. But the stripper hears, his name is Doug. Doug hears what they're saying, or I'll say Doug. Yeah. Doug knows what they're saying because he's laughing in response to the jokes that they're making. I am not hearing anything. It's just a lot. It's a lot of senses stuff. What's the word?
Sensations.
Sensory overload.
Sensory overload.
Yeah, that.
Stimulation.
Yeah, all that. So then all of the guys now are upset that we didn't get to see his penis. And I'm like, it's fine. It's okay.
Upset. Understatement of the year.
You know, also, by the way, just so you know, when it was presented to me, we went through a few different potential stripper dudes. And I was like, that guy's too small. That guy doesn't have the right look. And so I'm like, that guy. And then they told me how much it was. And then they sent a naked picture with his ding dong out and said, for an extra 50, he'll whip out his hog. I'm like, well, we're doing that. We're definitely doing that. So when he didn't do it, I was like, well, I'm going to need to either get my money back or he's pulling out his meat.
Well, and I'm pretty sure that all the rest of the guys in the room did not know about that. And we're still very excited to see him whip it out.
Yeah.
And but he wouldn't do it on camera because I was like, yeah, go in there and do it in there with the guys. That's fine. But no, he had to fluff himself up at that point.
That was my favorite part.
I'm going to do it for you. Hang on.
Watching his traps activate from fucking 15 feet away, awkwardly, clinically.
And also the little thong thingy, it's not sexy. Awful.
No, G-strings on the man. I used to wear them. Terrible.
The front part of it was also weird. It had like strings on it or something.
Yeah, it was like something was hangy. Yeah. And it's all a blur to me. I'm very excited. So I'm excited and terrified to watch it back. But so he couldn't, there was, you know, with the guys cracking jokes, whatever, he couldn't get it up in the room. So he left for the bathroom. And then minutes later, he comes back in. And then all of a sudden, he's standing right next to me. And there's just a penis in my face. And the guys are like, some sort of chant for me to touch it. And I was like, no, that's okay.
Were you saying anything to him while he's standing right there? His hog is right here and it's very front forward meat. Like the top was very big. Were you saying anything to him or talking at all? Or just like, no, thank you.
Probably something like that. Like, okay. Yeah. Or responding to you guys or something. And then everyone's like, touch it. And I was like, here. And I was like, no, it's okay. Really? It's okay. And then he just unconsensually took my hand and put it on his penis. And it happened twice, I believe.
Twice. I not only believe it, I know it.
Yeah. So I touched a penis two times. And though many of the guys didn't want to believe this afterwards because it was a good size. And I'll say like the head of it was very big.
It was all, it almost looked like a mushroom cap.
You know, I missed the whole fucking thing. Josh Adams fucking Myers' stupid head was in the way. I couldn't see anything. I'm fucking too little to see over everyone. Ralph had a fucking great eye.
Had a great view.
Great shot of it.
Yeah, I mean, Jay had just like the perfect spot.
Jay was basically
spot.
Like up against him like a dog waiting for his owner to come home.
Surprised he didn't do that. Yeah.
But I feel like it was like ideally shaped. It was like a lovely penis.
Everyone spoke so highly of it and still is. And I'm like, I missed it.
We can come to your house for your birthday if you'd like.
$50.
I got to wait a whole year.
I have pictures of it. I can send you the pictures.
Yeah, pictures I'll of take penis? Those.
Yeah. You say, you want me to pull that up? I can pull that up. Hold on.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah.
Can you show it? You don't want to show it.
Yeah, but we'd have to blur it. Or maybe, maybe just set. Like text it to or email it to Maddie or we'll do it afterwards.
I mean, nothing gayer than sending me an email of this guy's dick. Like that's really like questioning
hiring
my sexuality.
Him to come over would be slightly gayer.
Oh boy. So yeah. Oh. So what I was going to say is that it, in my opinion, it was not fully hard. Like there was some give
go
there
fuck
still.
Yourself, Shannon.
There was still some give there, okay. But yeah. And like he was doing like, you know, this is what is he? Was he an escort or was he just a stripper?
I honestly don't know. I would be guessing. I don't know. I just know it came as an option to be one of the guys that would be a male stripper.
Okay,
I didn't ask his vocation outside of that.
Because I wonder if he does have another job outside of that. But also I feel like there are many times that had my face been an inch in a different direction, that he would have like kissed me on the lips.
Oh, I thought he was going to do the old
no, thing. No, or that. I feel like anything was okay for me to do to him.
Yeah, for sure. I think for sure.
But is that for any, is any stripper like that? You can just do whatever you want to them?
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Oh, God. So, yeah. And then he like, because I wasn't moving my face. And so he ended up like kissing me on the forehead when he left.
And it's funny also that we were so like depleted. After that scene, the energy in the room dropped because we were all so happy for that 15, 20 minutes that was happening that afterwards you felt like, oh, we were all like physically and mentally exhausted. I was like, wow, that was a lot. That was just a lot to take in.
Yeah, me too. It was a lot. It was a lot. Oh, boy. I'm just like reliving the whole thing. It was so much. Oh, my goodness.
I was so happy. Like, to me, it couldn't have gone better. It went exactly how I wanted to know because you were very obviously unaware and shocked, and he was good looking and in great shape. Like, take the stripper world out of it, he's someone I could see you dating. You know what I mean? Like, that's, forget about what he does for a living, just on looks alone, big guy, bald, 6'4", you know, that's a guy I could see you with.
Yeah. In like realistically though, like his his body is like maybe too perfect, you know, like the ripped and stuff. Like I like a meteor, a little bit of like a meteor guy, but yeah, I mean, to look at it was great, but I've been thinking about this all day and that like, for me, it wasn't a sexual experience.
How could it be? I mean, what you have all of us making comments. You're in a room full of people. How is that ever going to be a sexual experience?
But when you guys on SDR, you and Jay have like these chicks that come on and they're stripping and dancing and doing whatever else, is it ever hot for you guys?
I mean, there's a great clip. You can find this on SDR when we did what did we call it, whose jizz weighs more? We had a stupid name for it.
The Batch Off,
the Great American Batch Off, right? You hear a clip of Alana Love hysterical laughing because my penis could not have been smaller. And here's a gorgeous naked girl trying to arouse me in my bedroom, but you have headphones on, people are speaking to you, you're very aware of your microphone. It took me forever to get aroused.
Okay.
It's not easy.
Okay. So it's not just
Yoki, we never finished.
Right. Okay. I guess I feel a little bit better about it. But like after that whole thing, I was like, I mean, in the event I were to ever get married, I don't think I want a stripper at my bachelorette party. It's also just too much at once. Like maybe in like a strip club is different because then you can like size it up from afar, think about it for a moment. It was just, I turned around and there's just a giant stranger rubbing against me. What about you, Maddie? What do you feel about female strippers?
As far as them like being actual people or
getting aroused, you fucking
I misunderstood the question. I mean, they're all right, you know. There's like they're tend to be a little vapid. There's like an empty experience, and you always leave feeling like you got taken for a ride. All right, like the last time I spent like a good amount of money in a strip club, I was probably 19-ish. And I spent like $250 or some shit. And I was like, yo, this can never happen again. And then I swore off any lap dances. And then what happens if you go out with men, they'll just get drunk. They'll be like, I'll just buy you a lap dance. Like, all right, if you want to waste your money, that's fine by me, you know?
Did Maddie just say he goes out with men? Is that what I heard?
Yes. And we suck each other's dicks. Someone's got to get us off, you know?
That's Maddie because he leaves his windows open.
I don't think they're open. It's just, there's a fucking racetrack outside my home, apparently.
As a guy who worked in strip clubs for a very long time and very aware of how they just look at the guys in the room as dollar signs.
Yeah.
Hard to get turned on. But really, a hot girl is a hot girl. Like, I could get more aroused at a strip club than I would ever in the environment that we do SDR or this.
It's also a different thing the way, so like, let's say a female strip club versus a male strip club. In one where there's female strippers, they're like sexy in their approach. Like, you know, they talk to you a little bit and then they like slither around you and like, you know, do the thing where they warm up into it. In any male, like, I don't think I've been in a male strip club, but I've been in places where male strippers have been performing and it's just a different thing. And girls seem to love it because they're always screaming and very excited, but they're always doing some sort of like acrobatics and all of these like weird things with their penises and their butts. And I don't understand how that's a sexy thing, but I guess it's already women that are like very like hard up already. So, not that I'm not that technically, but
girl strip clubs or strip clubs for girls, almost never the patrons are never not there for a bachelorette party, some sort of, you know, big birthday party. Girls don't just casually go to a strip club. You know what I'm saying? So they go for an event. And I'm sure I told you this, Shannon, but you know that I worked at Chippendales for like 2 years. You know that story. I was a nightclub promoter at Chippendales. And the job was to get guys to come in after the performance. So at 10 o'clock, it would open to the public. So it was the easiest sell in the world. I was like, dude, there's like 200 horned up women in there. And now you get to come in and they've been drinking and seeing ding dongs. Keep saying ding dongs for some reason. And you get to come in. And it was like, there was so much sex happening in that place. It was crazy. And then you get to, I mean, it was a great place to meet girls because they are there to let loose and girls control the keys to the kingdom. So you don't know very nowadays, guys fuck girls in strip clubs all the time because the VIP rooms and stuff like that. But back then it never happened. But in Chippendales, it happened all the fucking time.
I guess that makes sense. I don't know. I guess I feel better about it now because I was like, am I really that shut down? But then it also makes me think about, I also don't. Okay, let me go back a second to the previous thought. So if a guy is to buy into, because like I've complained a lot about one of my exes loved strip clubs, but he would date the strippers. So I guess it's maybe a little different. Mm-hmm. But like to guys who typically go to strip clubs, like you are deciding to ignore reality when you go
into
the
fantasy. You're buying into the fantasy,
which is just silly, isn't it though? Like, because if you're gonna allow yourself to believe the nonsense that they're telling you,
can I explain why? Very easily. Men are visual, women are mental. So very easily, you see a hot girl as a man,
say that again,
you're fine. Girl needs a backstory, needs a little reasoning. Guys don't have reason.
Yeah, but then what's the point then of women talking up the guys if they don't need anything mentally?
Why? Because I think that's a good question. I don't know that answer, but I'm telling you that.
Wait, what do you mean?
Like, why do girls have to go, hey, what's
up? Yeah, because they're still going to be, like, oh, you're so sexy. You're not like the other guys that come in here, blah, blah, blah. Mm. Like, guys still need their egos stroked. Yeah,
I don't normally do this, but for you, really, me? It's amazing.
I mean, every word that that guy said to me, I was like, all right, you're doing a great job.
He was following, yes. He was following the answers.
Yeah.
Oh, the last time I went to a strip club, the fucking lady giving me a lap dance was giving me facts on like dragonflies or some shit. I forget what it was. Yeah, and it was, it was hysterical because every like now at least you do a fucking thing, you know, they grind on you and they fucking rub your dick with their knee, you know, and you're wearing sweatpants. So it's awesome. And then she would just like whisper like dragonflies fly south for the winter. And it would be, dude, I was charmed. I was ready to marry that girl and throw it all away.
Wow. By the way, it seems like her knowledge of dragonflies is not very accurate. I have an answer, by the way. I think that the visual sells you on the girl. The bullshit will make you spend more money. That's what I think. So you're already on board, but the you're different, I don't normally do this, all that nonsense helps you spend more money. That's why they do it.
You said no, Matty.
Nah, touch my penis. Here's 20. Let's rub your knee on it a little more. I'm almost
get
there.
Here. Get over here. Let's do this.
I was also thinking about that. I don't, in general, like to be pursued too much. Mm-hmm. Where it's like, if you just set this guy in the studio, in the lounge, introduced me to him, and then took me into the other room, I probably would have been obsessed with him for the rest of the day. But him rubbing his body on mine, and like, when is this going to be over?
I don't know. But also, again, it's such a spectacle. There's so much going on. There's cameras on you. There's people yelling. We were chanting like, grab that dick or whatever. Yeah. We were, you know, how are you supposed, I mean, no matter who it was, how are you getting turned on? Even let's say it was your Royal Highness of the Rock and he's there and we're all screaming at you and there's cameras. You're going to be fucking miserable.
Yeah.
I think if I missed the Rock's penis, I'd probably kill myself.
By the way, I can say this now. I think we should never probably talk this on the show, but for 3 years straight, I've tried to get the Rock to zoom in and just go, wrong Zoom chat and log out. And that was it. We got in 2 years ago. We got that sounds funny. Or a year ago. It was a year ago, right? So it's 2 years.
Yeah,
straight.
It was during this like pandemic.
So a year ago, we got heard back from his manager agent and said, that sounds funny. I think he would do that. But then the whole Black Lives Matter, the what do you want to call it? The
farce.
All the not performances. What would you call that? And my brain is not working when they
protest.
Protest. Thank you. All the protests in the street were happening. And his manager said, it's not the right time to do this right now. So we got it. That sounds interesting. Then he backed out. And then this year he wasn't interested.
See, no good can come of it.
But it's a great idea. I'm proud of all my ideas to make Shannon happy. That was the whole idea. We got a vegan cake. We shocked Dylan and we got us some dick.
It's all true.
It's a pretty good night for you.
Many bitched about the cake so much.
It was because it stunk. It wasn't great. It was not a great cake.
It's a vegan cake, you jackass.
Exactly. And you have to put that little asterisk at the end.
One of the better vegan cakes I've had.
Yeah, in order for it to be a good cake, you have to have chicken fetus. It's the only way that it's going to be good.
Correct.
I bet you if he didn't know.
Yeah, it would have been a different thing.
And I said at some new bakery, he would just say, oh, it's all right. But when you add vegan.
It was all right. It was all right. But I'm not also not a cake guy.
Good, then shut your mouth.
But it was, I would never have it again.
Go back to my previous statement. Shut your
mouth. Yes. Before we proceed, do you have a new, I know you don't have a new fight story.
I have a couple of dating stories.
Yeah. So let's do that. And then we'll go into scary things because they do have some listener submitted scary things stories. So, yeah.
Oh, I thought you had it. You put it in post. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And there isn't one for this segment. Okay. So
I have like three quick ones, right? Okay. This one is a good one. I know I didn't say it on the show, but I've told you on SDR or maybe off air. So I have a standard routine when I ask a girl out. If you listen to SDR, you know I'm a creep. I hit on girls on Instagram and Facebook, the whole nine yards. And I took this girl out to dinner. And my standard message, once she's agreed, any dietary restrictions? Simple enough, right? She goes, nope. I make a reservation at a place that prepays for sushi. And it was pretty expensive, like 65 a person, which I think is pretty expensive, right? And we get there, and as we're walking in, I say, that you just choose which pieces you don't want, and then it's up to the chef. And she goes, oh, by the way, I'm vegan. So as we're walking in, and I say, I asked you if there's anything. She goes, well, there's always something I can eat somewhere. I'm like, no, it's one piece at a time. You're going to have 12 courses of rice and nothing else. And so we left, and I paid for that, and we went up the block to a shitty Mexican place for dinner. And I never saw that girl again because she's an idiot.
I mean, vegan is like the biggest dietary restriction.
Yeah, it's crazy. And to not even think, oh, as long as, I'm sure I could find something. That's the answer. I'm sure I could find something. I'm vegan. Big deal. We'll go somewhere else.
I also like understand being a vegan, like not trying to make it a thing. But if someone is outright asking you that question, there's your chance.
Yeah, and it's showing you also that I don't care. I'll honor any dietary restriction. There's great restaurants for anything. So the other one, it's funny that I have three quick stories. This one, it just shows you, and I'm sorry to say this to the, looks like four or five girls on this thing here, ladies, but you're very manipulated, easily to manipulate idiots sometimes. And I'll tell you why. I went on a first date with a girl. She messaged me a few days later when we made plans for a second date. We're supposed to go out again tomorrow. And as of this taping, tomorrow. And she texted me yesterday and said, I realize I'm not really feeling a physical connection with you, so I'd rather just tell you in advance and not waste the time on dinner, right? So I just don't respond. What am I going to say to that? You know what I mean? No problem. I don't respond. And then she wrote back a few hours later, did you get my message? And I wrote, yeah. And she said, why do you not say anything back? I said, I'm never going to spend time trying to convince someone to like me. If you don't feel it, no worries. That was my response. Now she wants to go on a fucking date again because she thinks I didn't get upset enough. Insane.
What a lunatic. Yes, she is. And you're going to do this? I think you're more insane.
Oh, no, I'm not going to do it. But
she's going to show up with the fucking sharp objects.
I told her we'll go out again, but my plan is to cancel tomorrow.
Tell her you're not feeling it, not attracted to her. Get her, Ralph.
I'm going to cancel.
I thought this was going to be the girl that's going to be walking in before the end of the recording.
No, this one, you met her. This is the story where I told Shannon I'm bringing a girl to go see Blacktop Mojo, right? It was a band that we both love. And then I was on a date prior to that.
Wait. I feel like you're not giving enough backstory.
Okay, sorry,
so Ralph and I were going to go together to see Blacktop Mojo, and he was bringing a date.
Yes.
And that's what he told me earlier that day. I'm bringing somebody with us, and I can't keep track of all the girls he brings around. So I don't know who's who.
Right. Okay. Fair enough.
Go ahead.
And then what happened was I ended up going to meet a girl for a coffee before.
A different girl,
which were just going to be a quick coffee, but we got along very well and we were a block from the studio and we had time. I'm like, oh, come to the studio and, see what's going on here. And I walk in and Shannon says to her, is this the girl we're having a threesome with tonight? And the girl goes, what? And I don't want to have to explain. I'm going on another date in an hour. So I said, she's just crazy.
Not my fault. It's It's not my fault.
But that girl, that's the one who's coming over now. The first one, not the second one.
Okay. The second one was a little boring.
Yeah, but this girl's cool. She's a cool chick. Then the other one is I was talking about how, you know, in this.
Oh, hold on a second. Wait, I had something to respond to the other thing before. That's not about, you're not manipulating a girl. That's not what that is. That's something within the girl that likes the thrill of the chase.
Right.
You didn't manipulate her.
I knew with my non-response that it was going to ignite something in her. I knew that was going to happen. There was no doubt in my mind by not responding and giving her what she was looking for. It was going to make her respond. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I mean, when you're talking about a pool of women that are 19 to 22 Instagram models, like that's
she's
the 24, sort.
All right, back up.
Sorry. I mean, that's what you're going to get from that. Okay, go ahead.
Third and one. Then lastly, this, you know, in this, I guess we'd call it very feminism time world. Which I understand. I'm not.
It's a technical term.
Feminism time world.
I don't mean to get so technical. I hope I didn't lose everybody with my technical jargon. We're sitting at dinner. I met her at the restaurant. We're sitting at dinner. And then I said to her at the end, let me get you an Uber home. And she says, very argumentatively, what do you think? I can't fucking afford my own Uber. You need to know where I live. And sort of, and I was like, goodbye. I was done at that point. I was like, no worries. Sorry, don't worry about it. And that was the end of it. And I just left it. Am I going to try and explain? I'm trying to be a gentleman here. And she thought it was offensive that meanwhile, she had no problem with me paying for dinner. Let's start with that. Mm. But somehow offering to get her an Uber was offensive.
How old was this one?
She was a little older. She was like 28, 29.
Yeah, that's still,
not
I don't
like
know.
You, 40. I mean, she was still.
I'm not 40. But 42. That's, I hate you both. That's,
it was weird.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sorry to cut you off, but I'd say that the date was going, I thought, pretty well. And then when we were getting good conversation, it was going well. But when I suggested that, she was like, what, you think I can't afford my own Uber and you need to know where I live so quickly? Blah, blah, blah.
It's also weird that
I felt like you didn't pay for dinner, so yeah.
Yeah, it's weird that she was okay with you then paying for dinner, though. Because I feel like
pick and choose your feminism, I guess.
Yeah, because that's also the type of person that's going to be like, offended if you pull out the chair or hold the door, like that group of feminism.
Right.
I am all for chivalry. I require it.
I'm a big fan of that as well. I mean, although I made this girl come here, she's ringing the bell in a minute, but I made her come here because I don't know. Why not?
She wants to be on the show.
I told her
we're short a guest.
I told her she could come on and say hello. You don't mind that, right?
No, I don't care.
You can interview her and ask her why she likes me. No, don't do that.
Can you pay her $50 to take her cock out?
Yeah, I'm fine with, like, I don't know. I'm fine with being a girl and being like, this is too heavy. You pick it up. Or I can't open this jar. You do it. Yes, kill the bug. Pay for the dinner. I'm okay with all of that.
I think all women need to get on the same goddamn page. That's the problem.
Well, that's never going to be the case. I mean, all men aren't on the same page. There are plenty of guys that have been on the show that don't believe in paying for the meal because they're cheap bastards. I think Maddie may be one of them.
What?
Yeah.
How dare you?
When Nate was on the show, you guys were all on the same page about not always paying on a date.
I think when you're younger, well, Maddie's not young, but in my 20s.
Whoa. Hang on a second. Now I didn't agree to these terms.
In my 20s, I thought it was weird that a girl wouldn't pay her own way. But as I've gotten older, you know, as my looks decline, what I offer has to come from somewhere else. Does that make sense?
No, and I guess, I don't know. I guess growing up in Brooklyn, where there's like a different set of like older school values amongst like those guineas in that area, it was always like the guy would pick me up at my house, like come to my house, pick me up, pay for everything, drop me off, like open doors, and then also sit with their, like, you know, the whole thing of like facing the door, walking on the outside of the street. Yeah. And I love all that stuff still.
Yeah. I feel like you went to like your neighborhood are just filled with big pussies, Vinnie Pastore all over the place.
Oh, it was a lot of that. Yeah. Yeah. It was very comforting to see him talking on the show and making fun of you. It's like, home.
You could see how well I get along with those type of people.
Okay. We have nothing to do for bad things, but for scary things, I do have some listener stuff and maybe you have some stuff you want to talk about. So let's do scary things.
Ah!
for new listeners, this is the part of the show. I hope you're not a new listener because there's so much stuff that we've talked about from the past. You should go back to old episodes to really understand everything we're talking about. But this is a part of the show where we talk about weird, creepy, unexplainable, possibly paranormal experiences. Do you have something new to share, Ralph?
I have, you know what? I want to believe, you know, who did we talk to today on SDR? Oh, shit.
David.
How do I just?
Like Monster Magnet, Windorf.
Dave Windorf from Monster Magnet. And he said it in a very, I think, succinct way. I want to believe, but show me something.
And it's literally what I say every time I'm asked, and you don't hear anything I say to you.
Well, you're 40 now, Shannon. I don't hear you.
I know. That's also what I say all the time.
What?
So no new stories, but I feel like you're opening up more.
Yeah.
Because
I hate to say this, but I blame Marcus a little bit for making me be more open to the metaphysical lately.
Yes, because there was a time where you thought the idea of anything beyond what's able to be measured on a scale was not real. And you've really come a long way. I really want you to finish listening to our last episode with Michelle Bellinger. Yeah,
I'm about, I'd say 30 minutes, 40 minutes in, something like that. I have it saved on the OneDrive, and I do plan on making it through the rest of it because I liked when someone explains it from a non-absolute path like she does, and a non, like, this is how I see it, as opposed to this is factual. It's a lot easier to take in.
I'll say also the priest that we had on, Father Maximus McIntyre, while the whole thing left us with a different kind of feeling at the end, but he also did answer questions in a way of, you know, in how he views it as a priest, this is how he sees it. He's like, in this faith, this is the answer, you know? So like, they've been pretty open-minded, amazing guests that we've had on for the scary things. And we have another one coming up in towards the end of the month. And I'm not going to say who it is, but someone I've talked about before, it's somebody else who hosts a podcast, and it's going to also be a scary things only episode. Okay. So we have two emails. One of them is really long, so I think that'll take us through to the end of the show, but this one's a little bit shorter. And this is from our very own Andrea, who I think might be here, who I yelled at. Are they married, or Andrea and Matt married?
Yes, to my knowledge anyway, yeah.
Okay, so that's whose husband I yelled at earlier in the episode. Okay, hey, Shannon and team. She didn't say Maddie, so she said Shannon and team. Here's what I typed up about the vision I had.
I hate her guts. I'm glad her husband ruined the show. I hope she divorces him.
When my grandma passed away last year, my grandpa had passed 3 years prior. I called them Ma and Pa. I was extremely close to both of them, and I was their first grandchild. None of my other relatives had anything happen to them. I hope you enjoy it, and I'll see you on Zoom tomorrow. Okay, here it is. I was asleep the night of October 10th and became lucid around 12:30 a.m. on October 11th. Pa appeared in the sky. I could see him resting on a large cloud with only his upper half showing, as if he was on a cloud below. His image was outlined in gold. I could see the details of his face highlighted in gold, including his signature bifocal glasses. Pa looks down from his cloud and sees Ma asleep in bed. He smiles and says, "Finally." When Ma hears his voice, she opens her eyes and they make eye contact. At this moment, Ma also becomes outlined in gold. I watch this happen as if the gold is being drawn around her. Pa then says, "Come on, honey," and reaches his hand down to her. Ma reaches up and takes Pa's hand, and as their hands connect, a golden tunnel opens up between them. Pa pulls her hands upwards, and Ma ascends through the tunnel, joining Pa on the cloud. Ma and Pa embrace with huge smiles on their faces and are back together again. I woke up at 12:37 a.m. on October 11th, knowing that Ma had passed. Mom received the call from the hospice nurse at 12:40 a.m.
So we got like a 10 minute window-ish.
Yeah, I wasn't on the screen, so I came back and Ralph is just not here anymore.
Oh, yeah.
But
I don't know what happened. He took his dick out and he ran out of the room.
Is the girl there? Is that what happened?
Hope so. Otherwise, he was flirting pretty hard.
So I think, okay, they are married. So yeah, I think that's beautiful. So it's like, I forget if she said a vision. So I guess maybe it's like in between dream and reality, but she had the premonition, like she knew that her grandmother had passed minutes before she found out about it. You hate it.
No, I don't know. It's just like, I'm perplexed. I guess that is pretty damn close, right?
Yeah. I don't know. As soon as she woke up is when she found out.
There's my broad.
Awesome.
She can't hear anything, but that's.
Is she a nurse?
Say hi on the mic. You take your stupid mask off.
Yeah. I mean, those are useless now.
Hi.
That's it. That's all we get. I'm taking this woman to dinner. Sorry to cut your ghost story. If I told you how to leave at 6:45-ish. Okay. Is that okay?
That's fine. Yeah. We'll go over the next story.
Beat it.
Tell them you're here on your own volition and I'm not kidnapping you.
Uh-oh.
All right. Goodbye, everybody.
Hi, Ralph.
Sorry, Ralph. Janet. Thanks.
Bye, everybody.
Well, now that he's gone.
It's crazy that I've never seen him with an ugly girl. All right. This is a long one. This is going to take us to the end. It's really long. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay. There's seven
pages?
Paragraphs. Oh. Seven paragraphs. So you tell your the thing incidents first.
All right. Now, so do you remember the exchanges between Vecchione and Dylan last night?
On right? air?
They went to the same high school, I believe, was they the thing.
Yes.
And there was a phrase and they kept fist bumping. Do you remember the team name? Because I don't want to lead the witness. I'm pretty sure I remember it. And if I do, then what happened last night to me is fucking nuts.
I want to say Bobcats.
See, exactly. That's exactly what I fucking thought. God damn it. So I get home and Aaron and I watch Friends every night. That's like our bedtime show now. Right. So I get home. I'm going into bed. It's very distracting. The cat's tail. So and fucking wouldn't you know it? Lo and behold, which episode is on? Episode where Marcel runs away and the lady from Rachel and Monica's school is now what do you call those people? The
pet control.
Yeah, animal control.
Yeah.
Right. And she's asking her to let them off the hook for having the illegal monkey and this and
I
that.
Know what you're gonna say.
And she's like, says, oh,
go Bobcats. Like, oh,
come on, for old time's sake, go Bobcats. Oof. Now listen. Come like, what is that? What is that? What the fuck is that not bizarre? For that, you know what I mean? It's so tight, like it's so like narrowed in. Go Bob, same exact fucking phrase. An hour or two apart.
Also, I mean, I feel like that's like the most used name of like a high school team in like movies and TV and stuff. I would give it like a 2 on the thing in scale.
That is a bullshit. 2 out of 3, maybe. Now listen, name another time you remember a team being, oh, go, I don't know.
I'm not gonna ever remember. I did have something weird today. I think it was today. Hold on. If I look back at one page, I'll know if it was today or if I'm making this up.
I also saw a bird get blown to smithereens today, which was fucking awesome.
No, I don't want to hear that story.
Yeah.
Okay. It was today during the episode that Ralph was talking about. So there's another connection.
See,
so
I don't like it.
So I take down notes when I'm producing a show and I write down a series of things. I'll write a point for an ad to go. I will write highlight marks, discussion point for the description, title ideas, screenshot areas. There's a lot of shit that I'm writing down during the episode. And when I was writing down the timestamp of 28 minutes, as I was writing it down, the guest said 28.
That's fucking, see.
As I was writing it.
We should have like, it probably be the most boring thing ever to have like this crazy statistician, like expert on, but I want to just sit down with somebody who understands the math.
Because they're going to make it they're going to make it boring and clinical. I feel like it when we have Michelle back on, ask what she thinks about the synchronicities.
Yeah, but I'm slipping into like psychosis.
No,
you know?
Yeah. See, just like Michelle said, you're sensitive and you're scared of it.
I ain't no fag.
Do you know that's not what she was talking about? Even though we took it and ran with it. Okay. Just making sure.
It was fun to do though.
All right, wait, my light's changing now. Maybe this can go back on. Sorry, everybody.
You ever see a bird get fucking nailed by a truck at 80 miles per hour?
No.
Feathers. It ends exactly how you think it. Just awesome.
You ever see the picture that I posted a month or so ago with like the crime scene in my driveway where something killed some sort of feathered creature.
No.
And it's like, I would say six steps outside of my door. Mm. And there were feathers, and like my neighbors this way have chickens because I hear them and they're so freaking annoying. Mm. I don't know if it was a chicken. There's also turkeys in the area. There's pigeons, obviously. So I don't know what kind of bird it used to be, but most of it was no longer.
Big feathers, or little feathers?
Little pieces of feather and blood.
Probably a cat.
And there was blood and like some bits. Like guts. Yeah. Like things that used to be inside were okay. Also on like in my driveway.
Entrails.
I don't know what parts they were, but they were like shining red. Yeah. And it was all in like this area of like this, like all of the feathers and the blood. And it was freaking terrifying. I would just love to know what happened. I got to put a camera right in that spot.
Do you get like coyotes and shit out there? No, right?
Not really. There have been a couple of coyote sightings, but they wouldn't be on this side of the island. There's not like predatory animals really. There's like possums, raccoons. I don't know if they kill animals. I don't think they kill animals.
I don't think raccoon would be the closest thing after a cat that I would guess, but I don't think raccoons kill animals.
They scavenge.
Like that.
Oh, that is a good point. Skiller said in the chat, which was something that I thought about also, because there are like turkey vultures and stuff. It could have been like a bird of prey, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about all that. Something killed it first, right? If you think it's a turkey vulture,
killed it and ate most of it.
So it would have been dead already for a vulture to get it.
I don't know.
You know what I mean? Like something vultures. No,
But don't they look for weak thing? Like they'll kill things.
I think they wait for your animals to die. That's my understanding of how vultures work. They wait for them to die or at least stop moving enough so they could start eating them. But they don't kill them.
Okay. Do turkeys kill? No, not turkeys. Do vultures?
My bet is a cat. Do your cats go outside at all or no?
Never.
Okay.
Cats aren't supposed to go outside. Vultures can't kill live prey. Wait, yeah. They are not weapons. Oh, I think this is talking about their talons. Maybe vultures can't kill live prey with them or even grab it. Yeah, talking about their talons, but they can walk and balance. Yeah, no, that's not my questions.
Don't you hate when like you ask a very general question and you get the most specific?
Yeah, it's like, here's what
answer.
They do with their talons.
Like I didn't even mention talons. I just asked if they kill things.
Yeah, it says turkey vultures feed almost entirely on carrion and human garbage, although on rare occasions turkey vultures catch live prey, including young or sick birds or in mammals. Black vultures,
right?
That's what carrion is. Black vultures kill live prey more frequently, and accounts of turkey vultures eating live, but there's also, we have hawks here and stuff.
Could have been a hawk.
I don't know I'm never gonna know.
Was it there during the day, or like did it happen overnight, do you think? You know what I mean? No, like
I can't remember.
You know the window.
Yeah, I can't remember if I saw it when I was leaving for work or when I was coming home from work.
This mystery ain't never getting solved.
But I feel like I would have heard like the screeching of whatever animal it was.
Yeah, if you were home, maybe.
So I think it was overnight, because I think that's what freaked me out the most, was like, how did I not hear what happened?
So I would bet against the bird now, too, for sure. If it happened at night, I don't think they hunt at night.
I don't know. The mystery continues. Okay,
it's been a while since I was in bird school, so.
Thank you. I was very happy with that silence there. Everyone at home, take a drink. We do have to do a drinking game episode soon, I think. I think that would be fun. Well, fun for you, because I know. But maybe when I don't know if when I'm drunk, if I can deal with you better or if I hate you more.
Yeah, no, let's do it when we're back in studio so I can get a DWI. That'll be a fantastic idea.
Good idea. Wait, I was going to say something else. Nope, it's gone. Oh, another interesting coincidence is that both of our scary things emails are from women named Andrea. It's better than your stupid thing.
No, it is not. There's no way it is.
I also want to see
Bobcats.
I want to see how closely they came in. This Andrea's came in on June 3rd, and this next Andrea's came in on June 4th. Still, considering we go a significant amount of time without new submissions, that's pretty close. All right, here we go. Get ready. This is from another Andrea. Oh, it's also hi, Shannon. I shouldn't have told you that because now you're not going to pay attention to anything that I'm about to read. It says, oh, hi, Shannon and Maddie, especially Maddie, because he's cute. That's what it says.
Go ahead. I'm listening.
Love your show so much and so glad I finally gave it a listen. It's great and I'm addicted. Thank you, Andrea. After the first few episodes I watched, I thought maybe I should share my ghost story, but I really am pretty lazy and have to send a lot of emails for work. Didn't think I'd ever. Okay. I like the show, but then a few weeks ago on a new episode, you talked about weird mail that you got. Oh, that was my weird fan mail that had a cryptic message on it.
You got weird mail last night too, Shannon. M-A-L-E.
He wasn't, there was nothing weird about that mail.
Sometimes I shoehorn him in.
But weird mail you got, and I think said something about ghosts and it came from Santa Clarita, which it did. I felt that that was a sign. Wait, I feel like something is on me. That's my hair. I felt like that was a sign that I really should share this story with you, seeing as how I was born and raised in Santa Clarita. That's the thing, incidents. That's what gave her the nudge to finally write this email, I think.
I feel like you don't understand what a thing incidents is.
It is. It's to her. It's a sign. To her, it was a sign that we talked. She wanted to write in for so long, and then we mentioned where she's from. I'm going to count it. This story happened in Newhall, which is a town in Santa Clarita. I want to kind of preface this with saying, even though this is about ghosts and possibly demonic possession that I witnessed, I still don't really believe this kind of stuff. Even though it actually happens in my life, I never believe anyone's ghost stories. I feel like they're either exaggerating or misconceiving something. So I'm just as or more unsure about all the paranormal afterlife stuff as you guys are. And I get that because whenever somebody sends me a video or something, I'm like, you don't see this angle of it or the lighting or whatever. As much as I want to believe, I'm also like very skeptical about that stuff.
I'm very skeptical when they give you all the reasons why they're so skeptical.
I like that. But I like that though.
I don't trust it. I feel like they know you like that. And that's part of the problem. They're like, this'll get her.
There are other people, though, that send outlandish stories and believe it 100%. And you don't believe those either.
So. Maybe on to something. That could be a pattern here.
Okay, here we go. Anyway, when I was pretty young, around the second or third grade, my family, mom, dad, older sister, 6 years older than me, and younger brother, 4 years younger, moved out of my grandma's house and into an apartment in the same town. I remember my eye is twitching. I hope you guys can't see it. I remember when we moved in, they let us know that an old man had a heart attack and died there. Why would they tell these young children that? I'm not sure if it was the last tenant right before we moved in or a past one that might have happened long ago. I'm also not sure if we specifically asked about previous tenants or if they just felt like they should tell us, or if it's an actual law that they have to tell if someone died in the place, whatever. I was very young, so it was hard for me to remember a lot from back then, but I do remember knowing about this when we were living there. And I would think about that being why the apartment felt so creepy. I would even go as far as to say I thought it was haunted, but I didn't know the half of it yet. I also felt like my parents' room felt the creepiest, like you felt like you weren't alone in there. And I just thought that was probably the room the old guy died. So maybe that's why it was so weird. I even remember always wanting to check in the crawl space that you could get into the ceiling in my parents' room. Like I thought that guy maybe left something in there that was value. His just long sentences. I'm sorry. The guy left something in there that was valuable. And that was why he was sticking around haunting the place. It wasn't just me though. I recall my brother and sister saying it was weird too. We all had times when we saw or heard doors opening, slamming shut in the small two-bedroom apartment. I was able to easily dismiss this as maybe it's just the wind, even though all the windows were closed. Cause you know, I don't know how science and air displacement work. I'm just a kid, but also faucets would turn on and off. Now that I'm thinking about all of this again, it seems crazy that I wasn't more freaked out or that I wouldn't even go in that place. I think my parents either worked too much to ever notice, or I just never asked them. Maybe they did feel it too. Besides the small stuff, like the slamming opening doors, creepy feeling in the apartment, faucets turning on and off, there are two specific scary things that I remember happening to me. One thing that did really creep me out when it happened, but I didn't think it was anything that crazy until later, when I found what was actually going on. I just came home from school, laid down on the couch, and I either turned the TV on or it was already on and TRL was on. So I laid there watching that. That's very scary. My parents would have definitely been at work and my brother at school or daycare. I'm not sure if my sister was home or not. I might have been home alone and remembered feeling kind of scared or having an off feeling, but that was kind of the norm, so it was whatever. As I was laying there watching Harmless TRL, the TV just shut off and started doing weird things like turning on and off, and the sound went up and down. And then it either just flashed to where it got stuck on the movie Beetlejuice. That's weird. Which I guess was playing on some TV channel because we didn't own that movie. I was pretty scared, but I believe my reaction was just to stay there almost frozen out of fear for a while until I guess eventually I went to my room and probably never watched TV in the living room alone again. I might have told my sister about this when it happened, but probably not my parents or anyone else. It was a scary thing, but I didn't seem to really impact my life all that much. Again, kind of the norm, no big deal. Do you want me to continue with the rest of this or do you want me to stop there? Because there's one more. Yeah, that was the first of the two stories.
Oh, it's separate stories.
Well, it's the same girl. She's breaking up her experiences into different stories. I guess we may as well finish.
So there's the one where she sat on the remote. And what's the next one?
Okay. The second specific and the scariest thing that happened involved possibly
so many S's.
I know. involved possibly possessed toys.
All right, sorry. All I'm hearing is S sounds.
I feel like have a strong S, so it's probably a lot. Earlier on, I had a Furbies are nightmare toys though. Earlier on, I had a Furby that would just start making noises, talking out of nowhere in the middle of the night. I think that's what they do though, isn't it? Did you ever have a Furby?
No.
Oh, wait, I can't see your face if you're being sarcastic. Okay.
I never had one.
Oh, because they were like, you know, the interactive toy, yeah. You know, where they would wake up, go to sleep. So I don't know. That's what
I remember. That could just easily be a glitch. Like that can be explained.
Yeah. He or she says it too. But Furbies were known to do that. So it wasn't a big deal. I thought we would just put it in my dresser drawer and closed it so that if it did make a noise, we wouldn't hear it. But maybe it was more than that, because at some point, my little brother who shared my parents' room with them got this toy cow. It was a stuffed cow wearing overalls and it mooed if you squeezed it. So cute.
How old are these children? Aren't they like 6 years old at this point?
Wait, let me scroll back. Stuffed
animals and
they said second or third grade. So is that like 8 or 9, maybe?
That's way too old for a stuffed animal.
I like stuffed animals.
Says a guy who still has his teddy bear. Go on.
Okay, so she hated this cow. It annoyed the shit out of me. He was always playing with it. Well, one day that cow was in our room for some reason. I don't know why, because he didn't ever play in our room. We didn't really like him. Very nice. But whatever, we're messy people. Things that end up all over the place. Clothes all over the place in our room. We just threw it back in my brother's area of his room. Then days later, the cow was back in our room. I only noticed it because this time it was mooing without anyone squeezing it. But it could be broken or short-circuited because my brother messed with it too much. I don't know. But it wouldn't shut up. So my sister, who I either told or she was there when it started doing this, I don't remember exactly. There's a lot of that in this. But she took it to the apartment complex dumpster and threw it away. Then not long after that, maybe a few days, could have been weeks, I don't know, the cow was back in our room again. It was almost hidden underneath an open dresser drawer of mine, and it was mooing without anyone touching it again. But now the moo sounded different. It was like in a deeper toner pitch, like exactly how you would imagine a toy cow would sound if it was possessed. So creepy. Oh my God. My sister got rid of it again, and I'm not sure if it was her or my mom who told me that the toy could just sound different because the batteries were dying. Right. So that's what I wrote that off as. Even though it was so creepy to me, it was kind of justified to me, except how it ended up back in the room when it was already thrown out, or at least I thought it was. I don't know what to think about that anymore. So I'm going to come back to you here. I feel like there are a lot of stories of things being thrown out and returned, but in the case of a child and parents, if they see, especially it's like the brother's favorite toy, if the parent sees it on the top of the garbage, they're going to bring it back in the house.
Yes. Yeah. I feel like that was exactly my thought. And I also just feel like this lady doesn't understand how electronics work whatsoever. Yeah.
She's
I don't
a
know.
Child, Maddie.
Well, listen, she was a stupid one. All right. What do you want from me?
Don't listen to him, Andrea. This is why people address me in their emails. But also, the sounding, when it sounds weird, that's what all like battery operated toys do.
Yeah.
As
and if
they
it's
get
like
older.
And if the battery is on its way out, it might also, you know, turn off, turn back on. And then, you know, like you turn some things, you turn them on, they do the thing that they're meant to do when the battery is in it. Can't picture a single thing to give you an example right now, by the way. And like, I'm panicking over that. I'm like, I know I have instances of this happening, but I can't think of one. No, okay. Not a fucking thing. All right. I don't know how electronics work either.
I'm just thinking, I mean, I don't know. I just, from what I remember as like a kid, is when the battery starts to die, it like slows the speech of it. So it'd be like roar, you know, so that could be creepy to a child. I understand that. All right. Well, we may as well finish this email now. We've made it so far. Yeah. All right. Oh, also what I was going to say was that they said that they didn't like their brother. He was like annoying to them. So I'm sure he was being like a younger brother and was maybe fucking with them and being like, oh, you hate this cow, huh? And then just kept returning it back to their room to fuck with them. She never mentioned addressing it with the parents or the brother.
Yep. It's a little convenient.
All right, here we go. This is the home stretch now. It's the last big paragraph. I remember, okay, hold on, let me just make sure I'm in the right spot. Okay. I remember bringing this up. Oh, well, here we go. I'm an idiot. I remember bringing this up and talking about this with my brother and sister at least a couple of times since it happened. Like, remember how creepy that apartment was? Or remember Dylan's stupid cow that would moo out of nowhere? Haha, crazy, right? Okay, here's the next paragraph. And then maybe like 2 years ago, I was talking to my brother about this again. Same regular stuff, like that was probably haunted, right? And I was asking how much he remembered since he was so young. He told me, though he didn't remember the cow, but he remembered the apartment feeling strange and always thought it was haunted. I remember one time specifically walking in the hallway and feeling like he was frozen and almost like something took over his body for a moment. And then he told me one day not long ago, my sister confessed to not only playing with, but making her own Ouija board in our garage. Well, that'll do it, which was right under our apartment, specifically my room. I couldn't believe it that she ever did that and also kept that from me all this time. But when I asked, she admitted it. She was a typically dumb young girl, and the movie The Craft was really big at the time. She and her friends started messing around with the witchcraft and lit candles and made a Ouija board in the garage. I don't know exactly what her intent was, if she actually had intent or was just playing around and got a response. But finding out she did this answered a lot of questions about that apartment. She then went on to ask me if I remembered when she grabbed me and my stepbrother. I guess we were the only ones home at the time, and dragged us out of the apartment because the doors were opening and slamming so hard, more than normal. And there was wind that felt like a tornado. Is that your house, Maddie?
I mean, I'm gonna just kill her.
The doors were opening and slamming so hard, more than normal. And there was wind that felt like a tornado was blowing through the apartment. I guess she was very scared and realized at that time that what she did with the Ouija board was actually affecting everyone, and it was very bad. I don't remember this particular incident. Maybe I mentally blocked it out because it was too much to handle. I'm not sure, but all the other stuff seems like enough for me. So sorry this was so long. I've revised it a few times, but it's still a lot. Sorry. Also, let me know if you have questions. I could try to answer if you want to. If you want the address, that might be a cool place to ghost hunt. Hope you have a great day. I love you and Maddie so much. You're the best. And I didn't add that. She really did say that.
I was about to just talk so much shit as soon as you were done reading that fucking letter. Like, I got some questions.
So, I mean, that the slamming of the doors, like, that's a lot.
Opening and, yeah, I mean, look, all right, sure. I have a hard time believing anyone. That aside, if the doors are closing all the way and then opening and then closing all the way again, and the handle is engaging with the fucking door jamb. Sorry, I'm gonna kill my fiance because she's trying to eat near me. Yeah, I mean, how do you explain that, right? Like, if it's a knob has to turn.
Also, like, we're being pretty flippant about her experiences, yeah. But recently, like, on last week's episode with Michelle Bellinger, which if you haven't listened to it and you're a fan of the paranormal stuff, go back and listen to that one also. But she talked about the Airbnb called Inspiration House that she has that's haunted. And Bobby Hutch and I were looking through some of the reviews of people that stay in the Airbnb. And the experiences that people have had are things like footsteps, doors creaking, thumps in the middle of the night. it's not enough for me. But then I feel like, you know, I feel like the if it's at night and we're there and we hear footsteps, we'll be freaked out.
Yeah, but I'm also kind of like sick and tired of ghosts just doing vague shit.
Well, that's why. So Bobby and I started broadening our search of other haunted Airbnbs that are available. Because there are, I mean, there's a lot of like, you know, supposedly haunted places, especially like on the Northeast. I don't know where Ohio is in the world. Yeah. I'm assuming it's not the Northeast.
I feel like they consider it Midwest, which makes no sense. It's definitely in the Northeast if you're breaking it up into quadrants.
Okay. Well, then I'm an idiot. I don't know where anything is. I don't know where you are. When people ask me where Maddie lives, I'm like Rockland County. Where is that? I don't know.
I'm not even sure if it's in the country.
I have no idea. Is it New York? Who knows? But yeah, there was some like place in North Carolina, but also where is it? Virginia, I think. Isn't there like, that's where the battlegrounds are and stuff. Like there's, yep, there's a lot of places that we should be able to.
I'd be down to go to Virginia for shit sure.
I think North Carolina, my aunt's brother lives in North Carolina and always talks about all of like the haunted history of that town.
Carolinas are nice too.
Yeah. So we're going to keep researching. And Francis suggested, and I think this may have come up before, but I started searching to add this as the next piece of paranormal equipment, but to get like a set of security cameras. So that, you know, we can set, I found a pack of four, I think I sent in our group text this morning, a set of four so we can, you know, put one in each, at least one of each four rooms and just be recording. So what?
just picturing putting my asshole against the lens and having you find it.
I hope that when that happens and we watch it back, you see like a figure pass behind you and like look over your shoulder. It
flies right up my ass. Like, oh, it's in me.
But yeah, so we've been talking about this for 100 years now, but yeah, once we have the security cameras, I feel like that's the final piece of recording equipment that we really need to like go on our first overnight ghost hunt.
Yeah, but like you shouldn't even need security cameras, right? Like you should just, if there's a ghost, right, quit making noise in the other room. Do something in this room that I'm in. It's like this this back and forth bullshit game, like the Warner Brothers frog, you know, on Looney Tunes.
I think you should write down some of the things that you mentioned today. So when we have Michelle back on, I'd be curious to hear her take on that.
What did I just say?
Oh, God. On that note, we have gone over the hour. So let's wrap it up and let's do a quick round of plugs. And I will say, I think you've finally figured out after so long that you don't have to say your handle 75 times. You can just say this handle on Facebook and Instagram or whatever you've been doing. You can follow me on Facebook at Justice Skulls, on Twitter at Justice Skulls, on Instagram at Justice Skulls, where instead you can really condense this a whole bunch.
So you notice that.
Yeah. And I think you've finally come to this awareness recently, but please let's hear your plugs, Maddie.
You can follow me on most platforms at Jester Skulls, Facebook, Maddie Jester Skulls, and Twitter, Dr. Ding Daddy, because Jack Dorsey's a comic cunt.
Good. Acceptable. Also, Skiller is saying in the chat that she has more questions about that apartment and that family. So to Andrea, who wrote in, if there are other details that you want to provide based on our discussion around it, feel free and we'd be happy to read that. And thank you for your submissions, both Andreas. You can follow me on Instagram and TikTok at ShannonLee6982. Wherever you listen to the show, you can watch it live for free every single Tuesday at 5:30 p.m. Eastern at gasdigitalnetwork.com/live. That's absolutely for free. But if you want to take part in the live chat during the live stream, high def stream episodes sooner than everywhere else, and access to all the other shows on the network, all of the episodes we've ever done, use promo code TTI. You're going to get a 1 week free trial. And if you're going to do that, make sure to go back and watch my birthday episode of the SDR show. I'm sure it's worth a watch. I'm really scared. Really scared to watch it back. I don't know what it's going to look like. And I'm going to keep my eye out to see if his penis is visible at all in that. And I'll send it to you if it is.
I mean, I was going to say, if you do find it, send it my way because I'm curious.
I absolutely will. Go to podcastmerch.com for t-shirts, hoodies, and mugs. And again, from the 21st until the 28th, you can get the new tank tops. And it's only going to be the 21st to the 28th. So we'll keep reminding you about that. And we're going to get Maddie a cute one, a pink one.
All right.
What size would we get you?
I mean,
because it's a woman's cut.
So I'm a large in women's.
So you do like a 2XL.
Probably, yeah. I mean, imagine XL or 2X.
Okay.
Some fat, whatever fat chicks wear.
Oh God, that's very mean. He didn't mean that to all of our listeners. We're body positive here. Not really.
Yeah.
What am I forgetting? Go to if you have stories to submit for bad dates, bad things, or scary things, for Maddie to shit on the entire time and for me to actually consider as a true story, send it to thethingispodcast@gmail.com. Wherever you listen, make sure to rate, review, tell a friend. My birthday was yesterday, so it's my birthday week right now. And what I would like as my present for my birthday week is for you guys to leave a rating and a review and to tell a friend to help us grow this show.
Tell two friends.
Sure. You can tell two friends. Just tell someone.
Hurry the fuck up.
Tell someone and buy the merch, because then people will see it and be like, oh, what does that mean? And then you'd be like, oh, it's one of my favorite podcasts in the whole wide world. You should totally listen to it. And then we'll grow and it's going to be wonderful. That's it. Did I plug everything? I think so. I think we're done. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you for being here during this smaller family episode. We'll be back with a guest next week. Thank you for listening. Bye, guys.